Podcast. All right, here we are again. Welcome everyone again. Anyone, all those of you watching online and listening to us, welcome.
Thanks for tuning in again.
Yes, another episode, another chronicle of Kronk and the Bro.
And today we have one of your favorite things to talk about. And when I say favorite, yeah, I really mean that in like the most sarcastic sense.
Yeah. Now, it's not all bad for me.
Shopping. Yay.
Not all bad for me, but.
Well, I will say you indulge in just like different shopping pleasures mm-hmm. than I do.
Yes.
Like you go hard on the athletic equipment.
Sports stuff. Yeah, that's true. I definitely. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big like, because I mean, you know, a lot of men actually are like, they're on top of their wardrobe. They're on top of their clothes and all that stuff. And, I skew heavy comfort, not
comfort
so much
chic,
style,
if you will.
Say again?
Comfort chic. I don't know. I just made it up.
Comfort chic.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you find your style in the hoodies and the sweatpants and
big time
the comforting indulgences, so to speak.
And then, you know, when I have to dress up, you know, I'll dress up.
You look so good when you dress up, though. Mm.
I guess.
You just look so fine.
Mm. Oh, I appreciate that. Even though I'm miserable wearing a suit.
You're so miserable.
I hate suits.
You tear it off as soon as we get home. Oh. Yeah.
I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, some guys just feel they wear suits all the time. But, like, the neck is really the annoying part.
I do wish that you had a job where you had to wear a suit. I know that's blasphemy for me to say that because you love not having to do that.
Been there. And the worst thing to do is to have to wear a suit and run around Manhattan.
No, it's true.
You know, just commuting and I don't know.
Right. Women do have the advantage in that department because we can wear skirts and luckily like nylons are not.
Which is
a thing anymore. Like back when my mom was in,
it's BS.
You know, I think the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, it started getting phased out. But like you had to wear like pantyhose underneath your skirt. But now not anymore.
It's BS. It's completely BS.
What?
Like, so this
you
is my only thing.
You want to be able
thing.
To wear shorts to work?
Yes, because. So hear me out for a second, okay?
Okay.
Because you can expose your shins, right? I totally get like you shouldn't be able to like, you know, like skirts or whatever.
No,
I totally get that.
Skirts to work.
Yeah, I totally get
like,
that.
Just above the knee or
yeah,
wherever
so like,
you feel is
that's fine.
Appropriate.
I think like, you know, it's like you can, your shins, not a big deal if your shins are exposed, which I would totally be on board, 100% be on board if like business dress code that was tolerable was like, like, you know, khaki shorts and a polo, a golf polo.
That would be your ideal business
that
casual.
That should be like, you know, casual, like business casual. I don't know, I guess, but it's not. Business casual for men is, you know, khakis and, you know, button down long, you know, whatever. Non-tie, basically, which is bullshit.
I know. I do
it's
feel
bullshit.
That
it's,
fashion is
right.
going to change now because really it is like shirts. Right? People in front of Zoom all day. They're not
camera,
going
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
And people are prioritizing comfort more than like high fashion or, you yeah. know, I do think it's going to change. I mean, I know that I don't really want to wear a bra to work. Like I live in sports bras
yeah.
with working at home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wearing
comfort.
A real bra
Listen,
right
it's
now.
Comfort. Yeah.
But I mean, taking your mask off when you get home is the new taking your bra off when you get home.
Sounds awful. It's awful. But
that being said,
BS.
I do love shopping for clothes and shoes and handbags and makeup.
Nope, not me. Not me.
But what are the things that you like to shop for?
Well, you know, sporting goods is up there, obviously.
Oh yeah.
You know, entertainment, obviously, like it's cool to shop. My favorite thing is like at Best Buy or Walmart, whatever,
yes,
the $5
yes.
Blu-rays. And
uh-huh.
you'll see like a random, like, it's like, oh, this is actually a really nice, this is actually a pretty cool like movie. $5 Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know, now it's one thing if you just, the DVD or whatever is probably cheaper, but Those little bins are cool. There's little hidden gems in there.
But that's not your favorite part of Best Buy, though, would you say?
Oh, video games is a part of it, obviously. Yeah. And, of course, you know, TVs and big TVs and surround sound systems.
You got so excited that day that you thought our TV died. That was great. That was great.
Which is so funny now.
You were so happy that you were almost about to buy a new TV. And then, it worked.
It worked. I was so upset. Which is so funny now to think about, like, men, like, wanting their old TVs to die. You know, because most of the time, when the big screen TV broke, it was like the internet freakouts on YouTube and stuff. When, you know, you see those pranks that have those kids prank their parents.
Oh, with the cracked screen?
Yeah, they, like, have the sticker. That's... They just, like, put a sticker on the TV and they start yelling. And then, you know, the dad will run in. And they'd be like, and they'll have, like, you know, whatever, like a soccer ball or a golf club on the floor.
Oh,
like,
my
what did you
God.
Do? Look what Timmy did, you know? And then, like, the dad freaks out,
God.
That's a brutal, brutal thing to do to your parents, by the way. I would not recommend doing it to the dads.
Significant others do it to their spouses, though,
that's
too.
That's messed up. That is messed up.
Okay. Noted. I'll prank you in other ways. Yeah. I won't. I'll try.
Because you know what happens.
I can't promise that I'm not going to prank you because I'd love a good prank.
It's always the brand. They always prank. The timing is good. They always prank the brand new TV on those YouTube videos and they freak out. So, but I mean, shopping for me, we're getting off here, but shopping for me, entertainment and sports, that's big.
Yeah.
Those are my things.
I'll never forget that one day I dragged you to Lord & Taylor on a Saturday. And for those of you watching the video, I will pop it in for you here. Just falling asleep in the shoe department. It's
sounds
legendary.
About right. What else am I supposed to do? In the women's shoe section, what am I going to do? It's awful. You know?
I mean, you've dragged me to many, you know, sporting goods store again and again.
But at least there's stuff there.
I do like buying athletic clothes as well.
But I just think for me, and I think a lot of men might agree with this, it's like dizzying to see how many shoes, shoe types. Like, seeing a women's shoe section is like overwhelming to me.
But it's same for men. There's tons of options at the store.
There are, but it seems like it's more daunting for women to buy shoes because there's like a lot more going on.
Well, there's
with
more
heels and stuff.
There's more
and, like,
occasions to shop for. I mean, there's spanning from comfortable all the way to high fashion and dressy.
Yeah,
and everything in between.
And there's been so many. I mean, again, I am clueless on fashion and retail, so this is not my territory, you know.
But what is, like, the craziest purchase that you've ever done?
So, craziest purchase. I have to say, I think over the years I've spent the money on lacrosse equipment.
Oh yeah.
And you've witnessed that.
Big investment.
So it's funny because some of these tournaments, you know, when you register as a team, there's also, like, they tie in, like, sponsors. So that, you know, they get, like, lacrosse companies who would sponsor these tournaments. So, like, they'll tie in, like, you know, buying equipment. And one of these tournaments my team signed up for, there's, like, new helmet and new gloves. Now, it's funny because, like, 2 years before that, our team had made helmets and made gloves. So I have basically now two sets of helmets and two sets of gloves just for this one team I play on, this club team I play on. And then I already made another set of, like, customized gloves, you know, kind of my college colors, black, green, and white Plymouth State days, you know. So it was. So I basically have three new sets of lacrosse gloves and two brand new sets of helmets. So I think that's, like, stretched over a couple of years, but still.
Yeah, in terms
of,
like,
cheap
portion of the budget that goes towards lacrosse equipment, I definitely think that's
my high spend for sure. Yeah, that's definitely my high spend. Yeah,
well, I will quote you. During lockdown, you called yourself an e-commerce monster.
I did. Because
you were just buying things for sporting equipment or whatever.
Homework, home gym. Because when the gyms were closed, I freaked out. I'll admit, when the gyms closed, I sort of freaked out. I'm like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, no. You know? And it was actually hard to find like weight sets.
The dial weights were like getting sold out.
And only the really expensive ones were left, of course.
Yeah, and the ones I wanted were sold out, which is, that's another, you know. And of course, it's annoying for me too. Well, it's gone both ways. I've gotten good and bad luck with shopping, but it's like, I'm like, really? The one time I like shop online, like I can't even buy stuff, you know?
I know.
But
everyone had the same idea.
Yeah, yeah. So that was probably like my, scooter's my big purchase. So what do you got, Kronk?
It's nothing that's going to be like that exciting for you. But I definitely have had like, luxury fashion binges, where not binges but small binges, because they're big ticket items, right? So there's definitely like a pair of shoes and a handbag that, you know, probably a couple paychecks involved.
Handbags is where they get you, right?
Well, there are certain designers that have a reputation and they're well made, and there's weight to the brand per se. So, you know, like
I bought myself a pair of
Prada heels, right? A Diane von Furstenberg handbag. But, you know, these are things I still wear now.
At least you still wear them, but like, you know.
But big ticket.
They rope you in big time with the handbags, huh?
Yeah. Well, there are shoes that are high ticket items too, definitely, you know, where they get you is like if it's leather or suede or, you know, certain materials. Oh my God. You asked.
Leather, suede. Oh my God.
You asked. But I will say that I have done Black Friday many a time, not because I have any desire to like be online.
Yeah.
Usually I go with my cousin and my aunt and we go late. We just, you know, we go in the afternoon and we just sort of browse the sales. But I will say, we have seen some characters on Black Friday. There's this one,
I imagine so,
story where a mom and her daughter, a grown daughter, they're like arguing and like in a department store, and the mom goes, "We can still save Black Friday." It's like so dramatic. I don't even remember what they were like arguing about, but just that one line, we could still save Black Friday. A
mother-daughter argument?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
It's intense.
This is intense. This means a lot to you this day.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's crazy to see like sales and stuff, and everyone's like, oh my God, I can save so much money. And I know I want this thing, whatever it is, but.
Yep.
It's brutal. It's a brutal world. You know, it's not my realm.
No.
I try to, when I purchase, I make, you know, purchase I know I'll use multiple times. You know, I mean, I just feel bad for the ladies, I guess, is because it's shoes. It's like, it's really high-heeled shoes, right? Like, designer high-heeled shoes. Like, how often do you wear those?
Well, the thing, too, about living in New York is that you have shoes based on how long you're going to be out. Because if you're going to be walking around all day and then going out at night, you pick a certain shoe accordingly.
Yeah.
Like maybe a heeled boot or something. Something that's more comfortable if you're going to be walking in
for
it all day.
There are women who can multiple hours
walk all day in heels and have no problem. I am not one of them. I'm not blessed. I have really high arches. So it hurts my feet after a while, especially the balls of the foot. So you have like heels that are just like, oh, I'm going to take a cab to where I'm going kind of heels because you won't have to. Also, like the concrete tears the shoe up. Yeah. It really does. It tears the heel. I'm constantly getting my shoes resold because of the concrete. And
that's exactly why I go sneakers.
Oh, come on. I like it when you get dressed up.
I know.
Dressed shoes.
Sneakers.
Boat shoes are a good alternative. You like the boat shoes.
This goes back to how I would love for business casual to rope in nice khaki shorts, boat shoes, and a golf shirt.
But also like wearing a nice pair of shoes just sort of completes the outfit. It's like the cherry on top. Like, it takes something that's average to, like, bam.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess another fun purchase for me was, like, when I do Christmas shopping, it was just, it was a fun purchase, but it was just crazy to think about because I should have timed it better, but I think I had panicked over when I could get it. So basically, I got this for my dad for Christmas. I got him these golf ball, like, automatic return things, right? So you put up, basically for you people who are trying to visualize, you're putting up this mat. Mm-hmm. And then if you sink it, the ball comes out and it spits the ball back to you. And it's like, maybe it's like 7-8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's like that's a decent putt on a golf course because you try to get, you know, if you get on the green or whatever, you try to get a putt that distance. But the thing that's funny about it, though, for me and what I had to deal with was how big the box was before you open it up.
Oh, geez.
So the box is probably like, you know, like, let's say like a table that seats like 6 people, you know, it was kind of like close to like maybe like 2/3, maybe half the size of
like
it.
This?
So it's kind of a clunky box. Yeah, probably like, yeah, it's probably like 3 or 4 foot wide box, maybe 3.5 foot wide box. If that, I think that might've been it. But at any rate,
okay.
So now I'm holding this thing on my shoulder. I panicked because I was going on the train the next day to Connecticut to see my family and where I would give this package to my dad. He came down. So it was just, I had to buy it, pick up in this golf store in Midtown Manhattan. Then I brought it back home and I didn't wrap it yet. So then I had to bring it back into Manhattan to go to Grand Central and take the train. So it's
God.
And
There and back.
I should have thought of just like taking a cab or something back, but I was just like, yeah, no, I'll just carry it, you know?
Yeah.
But I remember I was getting sweaty carrying this golf ball return thing on my shoulder. I knew it was a gift I wanted to get for my dad because it's a great gift.
Yeah,
but it's just not practical in terms of carrying it around, and that's the sacrifice you make during the holidays.
Yep.
You know?
I can't tell you how many times I do my shopping, and I'm like, oh my God. How many more avenues do I have to go?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
That's why you just gotta eventually, sometimes you gotta suck it up. If you're buying a big item, you just gotta, if you're not driving there, if you can drive there, of course, it's no-brainer. You can drive.
Yeah. The drive to pick up is a no-brainer those big items.
I learned about golf ball return and how big the box is. And you got to think about carrying that.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah.
You learned your lesson.
So that was good. I think probably another glorious thing I will admit, I am a very lucky person overall. I just happen to have good luck.
You do.
I have good luck with a variety
especially
of things.
Especially with traveling
and trains and things working out
your way. Mm-hmm.
This,
I can attest to that.
This was a time, because I am not a shopper. I am not a luxury item shopper or anything. So as you guys have watched previous episodes, we did get married.
We did.
So I, from doing the rental, I think it's Joseph A. Bank, from doing the rentals, I got a discount. And boy, did this little discount start a whole thing for me in terms of good luck. So
your one time of year that you buy like dress clothes.
The one time I went shopping. So it was basically, the thought was, it was like a $75 off if you buy something, you know, $200+ worth of stuff or whatever. So we go in and you're witness to it. But this is a story I got to tell because it's a glorious one.
It is. It was ridiculous.
So I went in. Okay, so I got to spend $200. So why don't I get a suit? So I was looking at suits. Go in, and the suit that I got was on sale. Oh, cool. So then they go, well, you still don't meet the threshold of getting the discount, so why don't you add something else? So what did I have to do? I had to add, I think one of the first thing I grabbed, like golf shirts.
Polos. No, the button-downs. I went with the suit.
Yeah, so they were, okay, so yeah, so I grabbed button-downs. So I grabbed one, and they're like, no, you're still not there. So then I grabbed another one, and they're like, well, actually, you know what? If you grab 3 of them, it's all discounted. So now already, if you're keeping score, I already have a suit, and I have 3 button downs.
Brand new suit.
Right?
Taylor.
They ran in again. You still haven't met the threshold for the discount. So then I bought, what did I do? New pair of jeans. Went up to the counter, new pair of jeans. Oh, well, that pair of jeans is actually on sale too. So I still haven't met the threshold for the discount. So what else did I have to grab? Do you remember?
You also had to get the polo then at the end, a tie, which you're like, okay, the tie will get me there. It was like $60. They ring it up. It was only $10.
Right. So that was another thing that was discounted.
Crazy, crazy deal you were getting. And it wasn't even like before the holidays. This was, January.
I think maybe because it was after the holidays, but if you add, but then I had the two golf polos, and finally, after I added two golf polos, add on to the brand new suit.
Crazy.
The three button downs that were a package deal together, the tie, the jeans, and then obviously it just all that was finally. So probably, what was the math we did? Like it should have been like over $400 or $450.
Oh yeah, easily like $500, I think. And then less for $200.
And it was the one time I went shopping for clothes.
Probably in like. Meanwhile, like I scope out the sales and try to find a good deal, but you know,
the one time I go
shopping a lot more than you do, not really that much anymore. But there is some. There's psychology behind getting so much on sale, or like the amount, like this is the original, and then oh, this is what you get it for. Yeah. So there's nothing better.
And it was just so funny because I just had to get to the goal of 250, and I got to keep adding stuff, and then I still had to get a $75 discount off of that pile of brand new clothes that I got.
Crazy, crazy.
So sometimes it works. Sometimes the yep. retail gods were on my side that day.
The retail gods were really on your side that day. Yeah. It's crazy.
So,
but I'm glad it worked out for you. You're gonna look fine in your new suit.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And
for
now
that.
You just have to wear it.
Well, luckily we have some other weddings for friends yep. coming up,
can't,
so we'll get you.
Can't
out
just
of it.
Live in that hoodie yeah. forever. I'm gonna get you in a suit this year.
You will. Yeah, I have times. To now. Yeah, so.
Yep. Date night.
So yeah, that's some of the glory. That's some of the glory of my glory of shopping. So.
And then there are days where, you know, you go shopping and you're just like, oh, like mom and I always have this fantasy of like walking into like a luxury fashion store and just like not looking at the price tag and just being able to buy whatever dream item.
Oh, you want. Dream. Oh yeah, exactly. All like, right. That actually.
For me, I think it would be like, for if we were talking about purses, right? I'd walk into Louis Vuitton and just pick whatever I wanted. We're talking like $1,000 handbags here, right? Or like walking into Anthropologie and not looking at the clearance rack and just shopping wherever I please.
Come on.
What?
You have you're saying your dream purchases would be more handbags?
Well, one really good handbag, but then the real God. Dream purchase, because it goes towards our lifelong goal of jet skiing to work,
yeah.
would be a his and hers jet ski.
Yeah, the jet skis.
A custom jet ski probably would be, if I had to pick only one dream purchase, of course. He didn't let me finish. I broke it into categories. So,
I was just
like,
gonna say, all right, good, go ahead.
You know, the Louis Vuitton would be in the handbag department.
Mm-hmm.
Jet ski is number one if we're talking about vehicles. Like, yeah. screw the
if
car.
You, if, you have, if you have the means ski. To get a nice jet ski, yeah.
Yeah. But then also, with that jet ski, I need the lake house to go along with it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
That's a dream, you know. I mean, I got, you know, some big time dreams, but it basically becomes like, my dream would basically become like a giant billiard hall with a bunch of like foosball table, bubble hockey, table shuffleboard, you know,
just like
pool
creating
table,
an arcade at home.
Basically a giant home arcade. Yeah. I would get like retro arcade games.
Mm.
I mean, it also would connect to a movie theater.
Of course.
You know, try to get like 20 people.
Media room.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's really the dream, really, you know. Handbags, please.
I said jet ski.
No, I know.
You didn't let me finish. Listen, I really like handbags.
I know. I keep. But is there like popular, there's no question.
A single item? Because obviously, if I had to just pick one, it would still be jet ski.
That'd be your single item.
Of course.
Okay.
The dream item.
I respect that.
Top of the list, jet ski.
I respect that. That's
100%.
Yeah, single item.
What is your single item?
Yeah, single item. I guess. Yeah, because. What do jet skis like go for, like really nice ones?
Like $10,000, $10,000 to $15,000.
Okay.
You can get a used one for under $10,000. But I
that's,
think
so that's not bad. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if no, you have like if you have dream car, money,
a car or a boat. We're talking like water vehicles.
Yeah.
Right. The boat is a much higher ticket item.
Right. Yeah. A boat is sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
Which eventually, obviously, if we There's have the budget. Lake house and we have the jet ski, yeah. we need the boat as well.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. So I guess it depends on if you're doing your dream though, it depends on your price threshold or, you know, whatever
that's true.
Money,
I
you
guess
know, budget wise.
Budget wasn't an option.
But if it's 10K and under, you're saying jet ski all the way.
Right.
If you get 10,000 to spare.
If we're moving up into like the 50K threshold for dream purchase, it would be a boat.
And then what about 100K?
Ooh.
Because now that's getting...
See, that's hard because that's not enough to buy my lake house. 100K?
That gets into cars for me, personally.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm not going to do like a Lambo or anything like that. I'd probably just get my souped up Acura that I want.
Get
my
an
like candy apple red Acura SUV. That's not going to be 100, but it'll probably be over 50, probably like 60 or something.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so what is
Well, if you get 100K, you're good because you can get your Acura and you can get your jet ski. That's actually
pretty
good.
Look at you. Thank you.
I'm
I
just saying.
Don't mind if I do.
I mean, if I did sports car, I'd probably want 200K because I probably would Lamborghini. I just think
you
it's
want,
like...
You want the Lamborghini?
Yeah. Lamborghini is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It looks phenomenal. I have known nothing about cars, but what?
What color?
I probably have to say like a dark blue.
Mm.
Maybe a royal blue.
Yeah. You like that color.
So that'd be good. Red's just been done too many times, I think.
Yeah. You are
black's
flashy.
Black's popular.
Classic.
Red's popular.
Classic.
But I think Lambos are like 200K plus.
Mm.
Some from, I don't know.
What about in the 100K category?
100K dream. I think honestly, 100K, I would actually do like, I would just drop all 100K into a man cave.
Oh my God.
I think a lot of guys might agree, like, as much as awesome as cars are,
mm-hmm.
100K, I would do my dream man cave. I would spend 100K
Holy
in my
shit.
Dream man cave.
You're going to get a souped up man cave. But I'm actually...
That's a kitchen. Because think about it. You get a kitchen, a bar,
right.
All your arcade games. You get a sick pool table, you know.
I'm actually surprised, though, that you didn't say in-ground pool for said future home.
That's another... Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
That's
a good point. Because I know I want...
do love... pools.
I got pool. I have pool envy and pool problems.
I mean, you watch those pool shows, and it's like
those
uh-oh.
Are the DIYs for me.
Don't
I love those.
Those are like
HGTV pool shows.
Pools.
Yeah, but it's cool. I mean, they also do like the grill area is key. They
oh,
have
yeah.
like the lounge
beautiful
area,
beautiful stonework, right, and been, waterfalls and fire.
Been to Vegas too many times to know that I want to hook up my backyard, future backyard
you know,
pool area,
lazy river.
I mean, Lazy River is crazy. Like, you'd have to have a lot of land for that. But,
oh, yeah. No, I know.
But, you know, yeah, that's it. That's probably my threshold, you know? So.
I think we,
it's a dream.
We just got to make some money and then
yeah,
we can make these
money.
Dreams come true.
Yeah, so subscribe, you know? Help us out, you know?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, all right. So, it brings us now, we
to
brought
game.
Up now to our game.
Our game of the night.
All right. So, now we have a trivia question. We're doing Scouts Honor with this one, right? So we're not.
Yep.
We're just doing Scouts Honor. You're gonna pull up the trivia question that you brought up, and then we'll pull up the we'll search
I'm,
the answer right after.
Keeping with our retail theme here, our shopping theme, and mm-hmm. I wanted to pull up a throwback retail trivia.
Okay.
So you know we're 80s and born in the 80s, but really I would call us 90s like
kids.
90s
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, we're 90s kids.
Because that's when we were
best
adolescent.
Era. That was the best era ever.
Growing up, it was a great era.
Yeah.
So I've chosen one of our iconic toys from growing up. And, okay, so here's the trivia question. How much did Tamagotchi yield
Tamagotchi,
in their
wow.
breakout year of sales? And that was in 97.
All right, so say that again. Sorry, I got distracted.
It's okay.
I
got taken aback. Did you have a Tamagotchi?
I did have a Tamagotchi.
I did. I had a yellow one.
I think you had a yellow one.
I did have yellow.
I think I used it for a little bit. I can't remember. Because you have to like keep it alive, right? You have to like feed it and stuff.
And my dad is a very light sleeper. And the thing would like make noise in the middle of the night. Like, because it would be, you would need to feed it
It would like warn you. It would like beep or meh, meh. It was that loud? It woke up your dad?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I don't remember being that loud. I remember beeping, but I don't remember being that loud.
Well, he's a very light sleeper. Like, even, like, a beep, you know, Poor guy.
Oh, man.
He was really happy when, like, the Tamagotchi phased out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Keeping that thing alive was not easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so one more thing. For the because you have the trivia question.
Oh, sorry.
We're prefacing this because we did this game before,
mm-hmm.
but now it's the next round. I am currently 1-0 with the book report trivia.
Book report trivia, of
course. So I'm trying to keep my undefeated streak alive here.
So the loser has to watch something of the winner's choice and then write a one-page book report about it in crayon. Yes.
Yep. So that's what this trivia stakes are tied to.
Stakes are high.
All right, so sorry, continue.
Okay, so question again is, how much did Tamagotchi yield in their breakout year of sales in 1997?
Mm-hmm.
90s, late
90s. I'm trying to remember how much they were. So I think they were like $15, right? Those things are like $15,
$20. I don't know, but they were like...
They're like little keychain things.
They're electronic. They're just compact electronics, but they were popular.
They were.
Like everyone at school had them. Like,
I'm going to say, because it's 97,
big
so...
Big fat.
I was saying 97, so... Oh. And we're just going to do who's closest, right?
Yep.
Whoever's closest...
Without going over is the winner.
Without going over.
Yeah.
Okay. Without going over. I'm going to say 80 million.
Okay. It's good. It's close, I feel. I'm going to up the ante a little bit, and I'm going to say 125 million.
125 million.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like worldwide sales.
Because they were like, it was just like hot for a year, right?
Tied to like the Pokemon stuff, so it's hard to say, but definitely they were hottest in that first year.
Yeah.
You know, and then it petered off. All right, so
I remember I had it for a little. I have to remember how long I used it for. I used it a little bit, and then I think I only used it like intensely for maybe like a couple weeks, and then like I kind of tailed off.
Yeah, the fad faded. I think the breakout year was the year. Okay, so let me see here. 97.
All right.
Tamagotchi.
1997.
Oh! 150 million.
What? 150 million.
I won.
Does that say... Wow. So is that... Is that global?
It's global. Well, it says breakout year sales. 150 million in 97,
too. So I'm trying to think and translate that. Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot.
So right now there's like over 300 million people in the U.S.
Yeah.
So 150 million, but that's global. Wow, right. That's way off.
That's what I'm assuming. It just says breakout year sales, and I would assume that
even
it caught
today,
on in other continents.
Even today, selling something, 150 million in 1 year in revenue, that's crazy.
Right. Well, something that was unique about that time, though, with still having Toys R Us around, and having those iconic toy stores, I feel like there are more options now. Whereas back then, there was like one toy that was like the fad.
Yeah.
That you had, you know, our parents were trying to get before Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Like I remember the Furby year. Do you remember Furby?
Furbies. Yeah, I never had one, but I remember those little dudes. Yeah.
That was another thing that like made noises in the middle of the night.
Oh, wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Well, I know the big one, Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Those things were nuts. I wonder what that one was.
I don't think I had that one, because that was more targeted for, like, the
younger kids.
Kids, right?
Yeah, but that one, I think that one was not Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, I think they were, based on what you're saying, it is a lot of money, but and based on how many people there are in the world, but I think certain toys had huge popularity with the Toys R Us catalog. Remember the catalog?
I think I used the catalog. I mean, I love going into the stores. Obviously, as a kid, I went nuts in there. But
oh yeah, it's the best. New generation won't know it. So sad.
I know, it's a bummer.
So sad.
But now my undefeated streak is ruined. Shopping. I rested on shopping.
I know. I mean, did you really think I was going to win the shopping category?
So I should have figured I was going to lose.
Okay, so I tried to rack my brain for a couple of chick flicks that hopefully you haven't seen. So I do have some backup answers here because I do want to make sure they haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Have you seen Bridget Jones's Diary?
I feel like I have. I've definitely not watched it beginning to end. I've probably seen like little parts of it, but I've never seen the movie in full.
Okay. So we're going to keep with our throwback theme, and we're going to do that one. Bridget Jones's Diary. And we're going to keep with our English theme. It's great. It's great.
All right, well, I will say an excellent punishment because it sounds awful.
Oh, come on. It cannot nearly be as awful as Star Wars.
Star Wars is cool. I mean, that was the one you did episode one. That one was like the least... The lesser, I should say, of all the movies, but Star Wars is pretty cool.
And I should
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Preface this by saying that you have to stay awake through the whole thing.
Yeah, because if someone fell asleep during their punishment.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I had to nudge you to wake you up.
I was nodding off. Yeah.
All right. So now we have to put in a new stipulation for this punishment.
Okay.
Which means, obviously, no sleeping. Which means you have to be sitting up. No sleeping position allowed. No blanket. No blanket and sleeping positions allowed.
Right.
For the punishment.
Well, I think also if you fall asleep, you just have to click pause. Like you can't, don't get to the end of the movie if someone is nodding off during said chick flick.
You might have to because it's Bridget Jones' Diary. It sounds like it's going to be rough for me. It's going to be a rough session for me.
It's a classic. It's a rom-com classic.
Not as classic as Star Wars, but hey.
No, of course not. Nothing can be as classic as Star Wars or have the fan base that they have.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Part one. Don't worry, there's a sequel. Bridget Jones's Baby.
Of course they made, of course they made more of them. Yeah. But I shouldn't be shocked. But
the first one is the best, so. Well, get to work, baby. Time to punish you.
Oh,
I know. Maybe I'll have you do your punishment while eating tapas.
You've gone too far there. Too far.
Too much.
You're already making me spend money on tapas. It's awful.
What if they were dessert tapas? Like little sampler plate of cookies, sampler plate of brownies. I don't know.
Dessert's cool. I'm always down for dessert, but don't tell me tapas is going to be an entree because it's not. I'm going to have to just order double.
You know? You are. You're going to have to get Taco Bell.
Which is fine. It's food, so I'm not like mad about that, but Bridget Jones' Diary is going to be rough. All right, so we'll see how this goes.
Enjoy.
I'm going to trash. I'm pretty sure I'm going to trash this movie. I'm going to destroy it.
I am going to love torturing you with this movie. Oh. It's going to be great.
All right, well, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Tune in next time for Pat's book report on Bridget Jones' Diary. Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.